This beginning the visit with Cookie, a surprise visit. This Tuesday about supper time, the 2nd November 71, he brought some fried apples and some biscuits from his supper at home and grinned. This beginning of Channel 2 right and the surprise, Channel 1 over. And this surprise visit from Cookie this Tuesday night, the 2nd of November, 71, Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with Cookie about supper this Tuesday, the 2nd of November, 71.
Africa. And his words, I'm sure it will be greatly appreciated by Africans and especially Liberians.
Well, that's not new one night, is it?
Yeah.
I got to see that it makes you sleep any better. But you know, you just sit back and think how ridiculous some of it is. Guards at police stations to protect the policemen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fellow says you never thought you'd live to see that.
No, sir. No, and Frank took his physical examination for good work at the university.
Mm-hmm.
I called him in Monday. Last Monday. Going on to work for the infirmary. He thought they might have goofed up on something. They told him, and he didn't tell me nothing about it. They found sugar.
Why, Cookie?
Yeah. Plenty of it. They told Laura. He said, don't tell Mom and Daddy. They said they found sugar. He said, that's the reason I've been so sleepy and thinking today. And he ran around all the time with Pepsi Cola in his hand. Pepsi Cola, that's all he wanted. Live on Pepsi Cola.
Is that right? I didn't realize that.
He wouldn't eat no breakfast. He'd stop in town as he went to school and give him Pepsi Cola.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, sir.
Well, he ate out here.
Just once in a while. He'd eat.
Okay, he always ate out here.
I mean, well, that was just once in a while. I mean, that wasn't at home all the time when it was out there. Yeah. But they called him back in today. And it's no better. So, I don't know what we're going to do.
I do find out about it.
Laura told Mama, told his Mama anyway, told Helen anyway.
Oh, sure.
And Helen told me tonight, supper table.
That little scoundrel.
Yeah, keeping it, trying to keep it secret. But I noticed here in the past week he hadn't been drinking no Pepsi Cola.
Really?
I thought the little rascal was broke, you know. Well, I was going to keep him that way. But he wasn't. He had money in his pocket. But he was drinking milk.
Well, do you suppose they told him what to do?
I imagine they did. I imagine they told him what to do. I'll find out tomorrow.
Just go over there.
Of course, I'll go to infirmary myself. I'm going to make it my personal affair.
You can't fool with that, Cookie.
You can't play with sugar, diabetes. No, you can't play with
and
that.
And you can control it if you
start early enough. I play a foot there when I'm in, and I know when.
Oh, really?
I sure do.
that, could you?
I can tell when I flare up with it.
I didn't know anybody just flared up with it.
I can eat too much sweet sand. I can get draws in, drowsy and lightheaded and almost fall out once in a while. That's the way it affects you. And I just get the craving sweet stuff so bad, I mean, I've got to have it.
Does diabetes crave sweets?
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. Well, I guess craving candy so bad I can eat a pound at one time. I mean, just eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
And,
just to crave it.
I do. I just crave it.
The only way I can, you know, not eat sweets is just not eat them. I mean, just not see them. You start, Faye's sister puts those cookies, Faye, what I found is out. Right? You take hold of one, break it in two, and eat a little bit. That leads to some more.
First thing you know, you've eat a pan full.
Yes.
Now, those apples may not taste right because they are sweetened with saccharin.
Are they?
Oh, that's all right.
That suits me.
Now, they are sweetened with saccharin. So I imagine about everything from now on, when it comes down here, that's supposed to be sweet, will be sweetened with saccharin. That's about the only legal sweetener that you can get anymore.
That's right. You know, we were just saying, or I was saying to God, I think he said to me first. Frank is, he just speaks, he talks so well, he speaks so clearly. Much more so than he did when he went to West Virginia.
That give him.
Oh, he really can does speak out.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah. That's me. Let me see. Wait just half a second. Hey, that's Miss Carr. You talked to her. I didn't even read the letter.
Hello? Yes. Yeah. You know, I think, I just hate to say, yes, we did. We've been so busy. We haven't had in our mind on one thing, one we haven't got around to doing anything about what you were talking about. Well, that's what we'll have to do. And I'm sorry, but I had to stop and think, but we haven't been out here, and we've just been busy in town, and I don't know one thing in another. But we'll just have to, let you know later. We will. All right.
See, I don't want to deal with that thing. She's depresses it too much.
But Daddy give Frank one working over.
Back when he was up there?
Yes, sir. He worked him over, from one end to the other. It's showing up little by little.
Yeah. It's coming out a little.
Yeah, it's showing up.
It shows up in his talk. In his, I think it's acting.
How'd you get up onto that?
Well, I've been noticing it.
You mean you see the results?
Yeah. I may have him to get a leave of absence from the university and go back for next summer and just stay. I think that'll do him more good than all money that he'll make at the university.
It'll do all of us more good. You can't just single him out.
He said the other day in the car, he wished he could live up there. And Laura said as soon as she got through her nursing course, she's going back.
Well, I tell you, she's going to want, she wants to go home or go up and take care of her grandmother and grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So, for now, that's what she wants.
Wouldn't that be something?
She wants to go up there and just take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want no money. She just wants some place to live and some a responsibility.
Cook, you got to have money.
No. Well, they'll see that. I mean, they got money. I mean, they'll see that that she don't go lacking. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura will get everything they got. Laura will get everything they've got.
Yeah.
She sure will.
Well, then take care of them.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. Well, Bill, Helen's brothers won't do it. We've been home twice since one of her brothers has.
And
they
live up there close
to them. Yeah. But Frank's got him a nice girlfriend now. I haven't said a word to him about it.
Nice girl?
She's a nice girl. Decent.
Up there?
No, up in Hawthorne. I never said a word to him. I just let him go. When I found out who it was, I had no objection. None whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her daddy used to keep the YMCA, used to be caretaker of the YMCA out here at Walbert. That YMCA camp out there.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for 8 years.
That speaks pretty well, I imagine.
And he's trying to get a job at the university. And I spoke well of him today. They asked me about him.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing bad about the man.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I didn't. Apparently, he's a good man. He
mm-hmm.
has to be, or he couldn't be with a place like that for 8 years.
They just want to protect themselves out there.
Yeah.
And not get a hold of a troublemaker.
And,
let me have a bite.
Mm. I didn't realize it at the time.
Is that West Virginia?
But I can see it now so clearly. You see, as I've said so many times, see, when I was coming up, people didn't have to have anything. They just had to have a shelter and not owe anything, and they could practically live on a garden and raise a family. But now when they public school people came along and said you had to send your children to school till they're 16 and give them lunch money and all like that. You see that? And then that took the children out of the whole the family.
Right.
And that just by itself changed the whole thing, you see.
That in turn itself, lunch money, has put a many a man to work where he wouldn't have had to work otherwise.
Yeah. It's so regular.
Just think what it cost me.
That's right. Why, could it?
Every day.
How do they work the free lunches?
You've got to give them your life's history. You've got to tell them how much money you make. You got to tell them how much money you owe. You got to tell them what kind of automobile you drive, how many horses you got, what kind of furniture you got. You got to give them your whole life's history.
They're going to be black.
That's right. Then they'll give you your then you got to, your children's got to eat their breakfast at school, their lunch at school, and then they'll give them a handout before they go home in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Mm, sure do.
I didn't know that.
They sent application after application home for me to sign, and I won't tell you even what I told them to do with it. I wrote on it, black and white.
A good many of them do that.
Yes, sir. They have done it this year already. They done it last year, a dozen times last year.
Well, you know, a good many do it that shouldn't do it. They shouldn't do it, too.
That's right.
They don't.
Well, I
haven't
wanted it.
Sure.
I don't want my children to get out there and fight and scramble with them niggers to get something to eat.
Well, what is the pressure to get them out there, all of them,
right,
on the line?
Helen, she packs at my children's lunch every day.
Oh, does she? Well, I didn't know anybody did that anymore.
She fixes them a sandwich. She sees that they have a piece of fruit. She sees that they got cake of some kind. And they buy their milk at school.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit
good
down and they eat it.
Is that right? So they've got a good old cold sweet potato. That's all their favorite.
That's right. So it's like I say, just think what it cost me to pack this children's lunch every day.
Yeah.
Every day. It takes a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
To pack your lunch. All right. It takes almost a pound of lunch meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5 apples, 5 bananas, or whatever Helen has for their lunch.
She gets up.
She sees it is fixed, their names on it, and all.
Yeah.
That's something.
I take a sandwich and stick it in my pocket and go on. I don't take near the lunch at that them kids of mine take.
Yeah. Well, you already got your growth. Oh, are they so healthy, Cookie? God almighty, you wouldn't want to be that healthy. People wouldn't understand it if you go around looking at health.
Well, you sure got healthy looking to it.
Oh, Lord.
And acting.
And you think your daddy worked him over?
Yes, sir. He worked him over. He took him with him when he went places.
Yes.
He told him what he could do and what he couldn't do.
Yes. And he liked it.
That's right.
Yes, sir. He's glad he told him. That's the way the children ought to be, you know.
But this little girl is making, I think, will make a great, great deal of difference in fact.
Well,
again.
Yeah.
I think he will.
Yeah.
And Laura is not the same girl for the past week. She's not the same girl.
Oh, you mean since she got rid of that...
Idiot.
Idiot?
An idiot's too good for her.
If she could have just done that long ago, wouldn't it have been nice?
Oh. She come and told me. She said, Daddy, you was right. She said, you told me that when Swenson got ready to leave, that the tide would turn. She said, boy, it has sure turned.
Oh, has Swenson gone?
She's getting ready to leave.
Oh.
See, her husband's in the Air Force. And he's in Arizona.
Oh.
Arkansas. No, Arizona. Arizona. And the Air Force is moving their trailer and everything to Arizona.
Good for the Air Force.
Good. That's what I said. And Laura, she just backs up and says, now, just wait a minute. I'm busy now. You have to get somebody else to do that. If she's working with a patient and they ring the bell, she'll yell over the loudspeaker, I'm busy now. Get somebody else to do that. I told her, I said, talk up. You don't have to work if you don't want to. She said, I want to go to school. I said, you still don't have to work. And I mean it. I mean it, exactly. I may have to work day and night, but I won't see her mistreated. Mm-hmm. I've held back now.
I don't see how you do it.
I've held back. For her sake.
Well, she likes that's right.
For her sake.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'd let myself went, I'd have knocked Swenson from one end of that floor to the other time and time again. I'd have done it.
Bob, you've had a good audience.
Well, now, I held back. I walked off. And I done it for a large benefit.
I have to watch as she's moving.
And I figured this was coming to me. Sooner or later, Laura was going to learn herself. And she was going to come to me and tell me that I was right.
It just took a little time for her to do that.
That's right. Whereas if I'd have done what I was going to do, it wouldn't have took but a split second.
But she never would have. She might have doubted.
That's right.
That's right.
She would have doubted me thereafter.
She had to find out.
But everything that I told her since she got in trouble the first time has proven just exactly the way I told her it would come out.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has worked out just like I said it would. And she's got more confidence in me than anybody in the world.
Well, you have to just hold off.
I have to back up and take it. Normally, I wouldn't do it.
Sure, I have to do a lot for
the same way with that foolishness at the parade.
Right.
With that motorcycle. The simplest thing would have just been going in there and bashed a couple of planes.
Yes, I beat the snot out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was mad enough that I could have done it. That would have been the simplest. But as it was, I mean, it turned out bad in the long run. Poor little girls came in second place anyway.
Yeah.
They give a prize.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that thing, his book that he read last night. Isn't that something?
Guy, I'm going to tell you something. I don't have enough education to understand one-tenth of what he read.
One-tenth? What do you mean, one-tenth?
I couldn't even remember the words. One-tenth of the words that he spoke.
He didn't either, he said.
That's right, he
No, nope, yeah.
What is the meaning of that?
Well, you see, I'm past. I don't. It doesn't work me anymore. I used to read that, and I think I put it sick-headed. You see, I couldn't understand it. And that's where a lot of those kids do. They think it's them, but I don't think it is. You just can't imagine how much of that goes on up there where you work. But you ain't exposed to that side of it.
No.
To a very small extent. Fellow over that shop. Now, what sort of arrangement do they have over there? Where they fixed your the fitting to put those anchors in?
Well, first of all, you got to go to Mr. Booth. He draws a picture of what you want. and gets a measurement. What you want. He'll go to the foreman and explain it to the foreman. But you done got an iron half shot then.
With that picture at all?
Yeah. Then the foreman will go to the welder. For that time, it's break time. You take your break, which as you've been on break all morning, and the welder comes back after break. Well, he fiddles around there, adjusts his machine, gets his steel up, and then he goes and measures. And say, I'm not going to build it like that. I'm not going to do it like that. I'm going to do it this way. And by that time, it's 11 o'clock. Then he'll get a simplified method of his own and say, look, this is simpler, this is better, this will do the job, so we'll do it this way. So that 3 hours is just down the drain.
You can see.
Mr. Booth, a high paid man,
mm-hmm.
got a degree, has to be highly paid. All right, the shop foreman, a degree, highly paid man, makes as much in a week as I make in a month. Then that welder, he gets good money. Twice as much as I do.
Yeah. You got a meeting well.
I had to show him. I showed him. Burned my eyes, but I showed him how to weld. I couldn't weld with their way of welding.
Oh, it's those degree people over at the shop. Yeah. See, the boss and the other one. They got the other ones with the degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Booth has got a degree.
What do they need a degree over there for?
Draw them pictures.
Huh?
Draw them pictures. blueprint. They ain't gonna build nothing without a blueprint. I don't care what it is.
Oh.
I remember old Leo Campbell up there at the lecture. The fella out there, Leo had enough sense to join the Masons. That's about all he had. And he gave an oration every now and then. But he never could measure anything. Just like me counting cows. I never get the same number twice. Well, he'd start to build a gate, and he'd start measuring it, and he'd measure it all morning. And I was out there with old, what shall I say, Alma's brother. And we were going to fix the gate or something, and Leo started out measuring. And this fellow went over there and got him a maggot stick and put it up there, put his thumb on it, and went over there and started sawing. He just couldn't stand all that measuring. I wish I had a movie of that. It's the most ridiculous. I didn't know what happened until afterwards. It occurred to me. Now you get a lot of that sort of stuff, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it's like up there, that's the strings we grade by. I tell them to take them damn strings down, because I can't grade under them strings.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah. Now, I bought a piece of ground today and graded it. And they'd all stand up on the bank of watching me. When I got done grading it, I told the rake men, I said, boys, there it is. Clean it down. We'll put sod on it in the morning. I pulled my tractor out upon the hump and shut it down without walking around looking around. Mr. Mellon came down and said, well, you done? I said, yes, sir. How does it look? Mighty fine. Mighty fine. Mr. Jerry came down and he said, looks like it's low right over there. I said, it's supposed to be. I said, he wanted it low over there. He turned around and got in his truck, and I ain't saw him since. But now it's graded. We're going to start putting sod on it in the morning.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I done it all with that tractor, too.
Mm-hmm. No
lines,
no
water. Well, I don't take them damn lines out of my way.
Cookie, I can't wait for you to start getting hold of some of that equipment over there.
Want them grading equipment and so forth?
Yeah. You see, they turn it in back and forth all the time.
They're going to turn that grader of mine in. That pan of mine will go back in June. It's next June.
Yeah.
We'll get a new one. That tractor I'm driving will go back in next June.
Yeah.
I'll get a new tractor.
Well, now, it depends on where they get it from.
Swift Tractor Company in Ocala.
They might deal with it.
Oh, yeah.
But this one out here.
Oh, my goodness. Like, we can't even get a fan belt from them fellas out there. They got to order a fan belt for one of them tractors. No, Swift took over all of this outfit's lease up here. Oh, yes. Ford Motor Company turned it all over to Swift Tractor in Ocala for the University of Florida. All of that lease equipment, every bit of it, goes back to Swift Tractor Company in Ocala.
All you got to do is keep in touch.
Just keep in touch.
fellow down there. That's the truth. And when you were operating his equipment up here, he bound to keep your mind.
That's right. We need one of those graders, one of those pans.
Need the whole damn outfit. Get rid of these old wore out machinery we got.
Oh, that tractor of mine, it is a honey. Oh, it's a honey.
Yeah. You see?
I'm the only, that tractor of mine is the only one on campus that ain't been stuck. And I went right around the rest of them.
Yeah.
You got to know how to handle one of them.
Yeah. And it's got the power. You don't have to...
Oh, power, I'm telling you. It's got bukus of power.
Yeah.
Got them big wide tires on it. You just can't hang it up. They ain't no way if you'll get on it right.
Well, I haven't seen those big wide tires. Is the rims made for it?
The rims are made wide for it.
Yeah.
Got them spread out there, way out there wide, see.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Well, I've got that much road traction on my tires. And the little secret to it is this. The rest of those drivers got their tires up round.
Yeah.
They've got about that much road traction is all they've got.
Yeah.
Well, those tires are designed for 8 pounds of air pressure over water. See, you turn that valve straight up. You fill it up with water to that point. You put 8 pounds of air in that vacant spot. Is all you put in it. That gives you a flat, a soft, flexible surface. Let your tire spread out there about that wide. And run, your tread is running flat on the dirt at all times.
You've got all that solid weight behind
it. That's right. And then I'm the only one that ain't been stuck and had to be pulled out. When I turned the thing over and slid it down over the hill over there, all they done was turn me back up on my wheels and I drove it out. And it's straight up and down.
Yeah.
But I drove it out. They was sitting out, standing up there on the bank today, remarking and talking about me grading that piece of ground.
They were looking on.
But I had to level this too.
You did?
I sure did.
I wish I
had
went by over there now.
I had a little level of this table. You can go by over there.
Is that the tower?
That's just a tower.
Yeah. Y'all have done some pretty extensive work over there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
This boy went out to horse farm this morning.
Which boy? Mark?
He reported for duty at 7 o'clock.
Did you mean he went to work at the horse farm?
Wouldn't you like to be a mouse or something?
Of course, yeah. What's he going to do?
I wonder.
You know what he's going to do. Ain't anything to do. But clean out the stables and rub down the horses. What else is it to do?
him doing something all the time.
Well, there's one thing about it. You can tell him something. And I think he learned his lesson about doing something that he wasn't told to do. Truly, I do. I believe that boy learned a lesson.
He slowed molasses. He packs everything, you see. And then get him out of it. Because he can't clean one stable all morning.
No, he got to move. And he can't rub on one horse all morning.
Yeah. I tell you, Cookie, that's going to be better than the army, isn't it?
Very good.
Yes.
But that other character was out here. Lord, I'd like to see him in the army. I'd like to see him under old Captain Brandon, the captain that I was under in basic training.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, he towed the mark.
Yeah.
He was a reasonable man. Very reasonable. As long as you was likewise.
Yeah.
But you get out of it, just step out of line a little bit. And brother, he'll put you back in line.
Yeah.
Old Kenneth Scott, my buddy. I went to school with him, Clay. We went in the army together. Overseas together. Come back home together. He stepped out of line. He broke KP for a week. He sure did. He broke KP for a week.
Yeah.
But after he got done pulling KP, he stayed on the ball.
That was enough.
That was it.
But he had to have a little KP before he realized it?
Before he realized it. He was like this boy out here. He knew how to do everything. And when he got done doing KP for a week, he didn't know how to do nothing. They told him how to do it. He didn't tell them. They told him how to do it.
Yeah. You think that a little of that would help Nick?
Yes, it would.
Nick don't realize that he's a first-rate handyman. He's a first-rate handyman, Cookie. He can pick up, he can do anything, or he can watch you do it and do it. And he thinks that's beneath him. Why would that be beneath a fella if he's first-rate?
That ought to be, I mean, he ought to look forward to that.
Well, that don't mean he's got to fix my sink, you see. That's not the only thing a man can do.
Well, I'll tell you somebody else that would do a lot of good, too. Jim.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Let me tell you. He took that hamburger job in order to get out of that. He didn't want to have KP. That's my feeling. He can sit out. He can just sit down there most of the time from 8 in the morning till 6 at night or 5, whatever time his shift is. And just wear that. Yes, hat, you see. No responsibility. Speak up. I don't know that, so. He got plenty of sense, you know. But he hadn't used it, has he?
No, he doesn't know the know the meaning of responsibility. Suzanne has carried the burden and the responsibility ever since they've been married. And that's the way I get it. I mean, from what I get.
Yeah.
Suzanne has carried all the responsibility. I talked to her the other day. Oh, it's been a month ago. No, it ain't been. Well, I'm amazing. I haven't saw her since.
No, I don't see either. Now, that chicken wire cookie that we found out there on the dump, rolled up. That they don't give that away.
No. Kids bought a roll to fix that wagon. And, it was a real course. A great big loop. Now, this was a small loop, wasn't it?
Yeah, apparently.
And it cost $5.10. And they let them have it at wholesale because they was buying it for the school.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd been $8 for something.
That's good, man.
That's right.
Well, now, Jim had a whole lot of that. He didn't use it all. I somehow got the idea he took some of that old Mr. Weaver's.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he didn't use it over here.
Well, Suzanne's teaching now, isn't she? Doing something that you know.
Well, she has an assistantship. She teaches one class and takes regular work. She did that last year. I don't think they thought they were going to be here this year. And something fouled up. I never did get it straight.
I never did either. Oh, they bought that new motorcycle.
How much did that cost?
Oh, $500 or $600.
That much?
Yes, sir.
One of the light ones, but it still would cost that.
Yes, my fella. They don't give them things away, boy. You buy a good one, one of them big ones, that cost you $1,200 to $1,500.
Like the police wear? Why? Oh, no. The kind of police use would cost you
$2,600.
$2,600.
$2,600. A Harley Davidson. That Harley Davidson special cost you $2,600. It sure will. I ain't got no use for no motorcycle.
No. Reckless. I don't want to get out here and try to go on a motorcycle.
Gosh, no.
Bad enough. Oh, it's bad enough the way it is. Cookie, I drove that little shitty thing around. I drove it in the back pasture. See? And it just fits. It runs nice. It's up where you can see. Now that other one, the wagon was too low.
It was low, yeah.
It just wasn't made right. You'd think, what difference does it make? How it made if you go and put it out in the back pasture. Well, it makes a great deal different.
That's right.
You sit down there where you can't see.
Well, that little Chevy, it's got an inspection sticker on it. It's got a tag on it. It's got a parking permit on it. You can drive it to the university.
Well, you could make hay with that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Pull in the hay. Pull your wagons, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to have a Jeep.
Gosh, no.
Or a truck. That thing, you wouldn't want to wear it out, doing it? But it'll do it, wouldn't it?
It'll sure do it.
Is the engine pretty good?
Not sure. It's jammed up. It's only got 65,000 actual miles on it. That's it.
Yeah.
One person owned it.
One person owned that car.
And what number?
53.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
18 years.
They could survive all that time with the oil changes and all.
Bring the oil out of it, just clean. I mean, it accumulated a little dirt, but I mean, nothing to speak of.
Hmm.
And he don't smoke excessively. I imagine he'll use a quart about 500 miles. Well, that's not using no oil.
And I use supposed to use a little, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, me.
Yeah, you can take that little Chevy and make two trips to university on what you make one, that Chrysler or that automobile.
Yeah.
Feels solid, too.
Oh, you ought to get it out on the road and drive it. You ought to get it on the road and drive it. Why, thing is, why, it just glides over them. It sure does, isn't it? And it's all right.
Franklin working on his car?
Yeah.
It'll take him a little longer, more time than he figured, didn't
he? He said, I want to do it right.
Oh, he did.
He said, I want to do it right. I said, okay.
When he said he had it, he tore his car down. Tore his car. His car was torn down. Sounded like, you know, he wrecked it or something. He went right ahead to study what he was doing.
He took his tape player out there and put it in my truck. Yeah. See, I left everything just like I had it fixed. I didn't change nothing. Not a thing.
Yeah.
I said, "Daddy, take it."
Oh, it was your tape player.
Yeah. But I left it in that car. And
what did you do, get about 4 hours worth in afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, he picks up the money.
He's gonna pay for everything. I mean, he's gonna pay for the parts, do the labor. I'm just gonna tell him how. And show him. Then he'll know what it is to take care of one.
Cookie, why was old Etheridge so ornery?
God, that was just in his mind, just in his head.
Well. He could really be nasty.
He didn't mean nothing
by it. You think he's a pretty good fella, basically?
Personally, no.
How did he do business with
him? I turned it down.
Well, he talks and he's jolly and all like that. And then the other side of him, he's so ornery. Right down there.
Yeah.
Is what got me.
He, No, and I left the station there. He offered me a lot more money than I'm getting.
Did he jump in to Clyde every now and then?
Oh, yeah.
Clyde's used to it?
Yeah, he is used to it.
You don't care.
Clyde will jump into him the
same way. We never passed that station that we don't think about. So that,
yeah, that was a
good time you all had, in a way.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. You had them those grand old coal checks.
I collected the $13 one the other night. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
I sure did.
Oh, you know.
I cold run up on a man and told him, I said, boy, you got any money? Yeah, I got a little bit of fire. I said, how about taking up this check then? I pulled it out of my pocket just like that. Lieutenant on the police force in Gainesville. Walter Beach.
He's not the one that wouldn't
rub
you.
Take it.
He's
the one? Yeah.
And
he
got your money?
I got my money.
But he got your
$37.50. And I ran on to him, and I don't know, something told me he just stopped in the waffle shop the other night and get me a cup of coffee. I did. I went in there and spent a dime for a cup of coffee and collected $13.
You know, all those fellas are nice if you get on the right side.
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard to get on that right side.
Sometimes it's just hard. Seems like they don't want you on that right side. That's always been my trouble. Oh, Lord. Then you got to do business with them all. That's the trouble, you see. They can come on there and just lie to you straight out and take your stuff, and you can't do a thing about it.
Well. Yeah. Well, I guess I better go home. I got to take Helen to work tonight. Pick her up in the morning.
Well, you told Helen it didn't come out quite easy. There was more of these than there was biscuits. Of course, I just sat here and ate one of them.
I tell you what, that's a nice
one. No, she got a sack full of them things.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it there and I'll get
it. Just leave that there and we'll give it to Helen. Cook it with Captain over the table.
I'll probably leave my truck for a week.
Recycle.
Yeah, we'll be down this weekend again.
Good.
Tell you what, a lot of difference now and what it looked like out here after that first frost.
I want to get down here and get some things done, get ready to, when that ryegrass seed comes in, so I can get it put in. I want to put it out. Because I'd give the man the money to get it with. When it comes in, I don't want to miss that.
They deliver out there to it?
Yeah.
You see Frank sitting down there with your cow the other day.
Yeah.
That was so cute, just sitting right there.
Oh, he's tickled because I bought that cow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is.
He told me about the other one too. He's gonna get some more. Yeah.
I couldn't do no good last night though. They're too high. They want too much money for them. They're too scrawny.
Uh-huh. Your friend, wasn't he?
Toby,
he didn't do any good either?
No, we couldn't do no good. They're too scrawny.
I hate to get them scrawny ones this time of year.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, if their fur had looked right.
Yeah.
on the thin side wouldn't have made too much difference to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they just didn't look healthy. I mean, their fur didn't look healthy.
Yeah.
You can tell when an animal is healthy just by looking at their fur.
Yeah.
My old calf is just shown. You've had the prettiest.
That's right. Now these five little heifers out here are just as scrawny as they can be. The fur is all scuffed up.
Well, they wasn't that way when you put them over yonder.
No, they was better.
That's right.
They look really good when you put them over there.
Well, they're just fair.
No
but
cat.
That 2 weeks over there, really
that worked on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that old stuff. I knew it was had age on it, but I thought
it was too old.
Yeah.
It was too old. But this cow that I'm to get later on. Guy, now she got a nice shiny coat. She's thin,
yeah.
But she got a nice shiny coat.
Yeah.
Looks real good.
Well, you still got a little driving ahead of you.
Tonight, yes, sir. I got a just about. Let's see. 40, 50, about 65 miles.
You gotta go to Hawthorne. Back to Gainesville.
Back home.
And back to Hawthorne.
Then in the morning, I got to get up and go get her.
Yeah.
Come back home. And then go back to work myself.
Well, what else makes it not just clear profit, is it? I smart. Cost cut.
She can pay 75 cents a day for a ride a lot better than I can make the trip. Taking her to and picking her up.
Oh, Lord. Wouldn't that be something?
See, if Miss Fowler just charges her 75 cents a day to ride with her.
Yeah.
75 cents a shift.
But it don't work every day.
No.
Oh, that would be a help, wouldn't it?
So, I'd better get out of here and go.
And a little visit with Cookie the after supper and during supper. This Tuesday, the 2nd of November, 71. Channel 1 over, the end of Channel 1 over, and the end of this very nice little surprise visit. Cookie came by and brought some fried apples and some biscuits from his supper over at Hawthorne. This Tuesday at supper, the 2nd of November, 71, the end of Channel 1 over.